You are listening to Build, Excite, Equip, easy change management for project teams. I am your host, Nicola Graham, coming to you as a business change manager, entrepreneur, and author, as well as discussing top tips and tricks for project teams to use to improve your project adoptions. Let's get started. Welcome everybody to our rebranded podcast to focus on business change tips and tricks for project teams. For those who may not have had an introduction with myself before, my name is Nicola Graham and I am a professional business change manager. I've done that for way too many years that I'd like to admit to you guys. But I'm here today really to tell you that I'm really, really excited because I've just started on embarking on a really exciting journey of my own. I have set up my own company all by myself. Talk about being a big girl now. My company is called Be Change Limited. But before I speak more about my company, I really wanted to use this podcast as an opportunity to share some of the emotions and roller coasters that I've gone through personally when I stepped down as the managing director of Simplify Change Limited. So where shall I begin with this? Well, let's start 4.5 years ago, where I, with my business partner, all fresh-faced and let's say somewhat innocent, tried to naively navigate the world of entrepreneurship. It's been quite a journey. And when I was looking to branch out to Be Change and I had to seek investment, I actually had to go through a pitch deck, which was a really, really great opportunity to reflect on my time at Simplify Change and look at my timeline as a whole. So actually, when I started Simplify Change, I started in the June of 2019. I co-founded Simplify Change, and the ambition and drive and the reason that I wanted to start that company was I wanted to move out of the consultancy space that I was in, and I wanted to find a solution to my continuous problem when I was a consultant, which was I was being parachuted into failing projects. And I saw these project teams doing incredible things. You know, they were really offering the business some great opportunities when it came to new tools and systems that they wanted to implement for the business. But the business was so frustrated with them because they were constantly being thrown these new things and their business lives were disrupted on a daily basis. There was this massive void between the two of them. And it was distressing for somebody like me to see that, because here on one hand, you have got this project team doing wonderful things and you've got a business also doing incredible things. And maybe if they were just mediating a bit better, they would have, well, a perfect marriage, let's say. So that was my reasons. I wanted to come away and I wanted to find a solution to this. Now, like most businesses, you start up, you have all these wonderful ideas and they get somewhat, a mentor told me once, dog-legged into a different direction, i.e. the money sends you a different direction. Okay, but before that happened to me, I was actually focusing on a prototype. Again, pulled all of this information out the other day and it was really cool to see. My business partner and I had created what we called Simplify It, as in IT. And what that was it was aimed at being a virtual business change manager. And the concept was that we could get this tool and that we could put that into a project team and they could be guided and reassured and directed as to what they needed to do to ensure the best uptake of their new products. So this prototype came along and I was relatively okay with the prototype. We started going out for funding and around the October 2019, I then got dog-legged. I managed to fall into a few consultancy clients, which was fantastic for growth, business growth. And it was also really fantastic because nay, we never mention, but obviously we fell into a global pandemic. And let's say that these clients kept us afloat. They kept us alive. So I'm really grateful for all of those years of consultancy clients that we've had. My growth and experience within those has obviously been phenomenal. But during that time, actually, when I reflect on the company, we did some wonderful things. In the Q4 of 2020, we launched a product called From Home to Chrome. So that was something that we partnered with a company called Mobinergy and also Google themselves. And we sold that. It was From Home to Chrome was an interactive game on how to introduce new clients to the Chromebook and how to use it. So it was a fun way to learn, and Google loved it. We sold that to enterprise clients, and that did very well. We also continued along our journey of the Simplify It prototype, and we recreated that with a beta version of what's known as Bee Insights. Now, Bee Insights is our tool which helps to evaluate and question people in the business and come back with analytics to guide the project teams on what to do. So, as an example, maybe you need to understand what your business likes in terms of training. So you use the tool, you send out the information to the business, the people fill out a questionnaire essentially. That information comes straight back to you, and then the software tells you what kind of training you should really focus your time and energy on. During that time, I created my now well-known business change model, which is Build, Excite, Equip. I created that model, I put it into a book, and I was really, really proud to, when I reached Amazon bestseller. Amazon number one bestseller for the book, and that was in November 2022. So fantastic. You know, all these wonderful things are happening along my timeline. And after the book was launched, so many of you reached out to me and encouraged me about the methodology. It made change management simple for you. You could understand it. It was easy to follow and unified in its approach. And it was a lot less complex than other models out there. And I had many people asking me questions at that time. Well, would you consider doing some training? Would you come into my organization and teach my project teams how to do that? Would you consider helping me, as a person who wants to get into change management, learn your methodology and apply that in my real life projects? That was the aha moment for me. Finally, I'd found that product that I needed that could start to change the world of change, to help project teams get recognized by the business for the wonderful things that they are doing, the wonderful products that they are providing. That was the bridge that I needed to really essentially bring those two together. So in our company, we actually beta tested training. So we dissected my book. We put that into bite-sized learning, which is again something we talk about in the B model, and also in the book we talk about. Actually, break down your training. Think about your audience. If you've got loads of people that are already over capacity and their resource and time is slight, find ways to educate them quick. You know, quick and sharp. So we do that with our training platform. We created self-paced learning for anyone to digest in their own time. Once we've finalized that training platform, my business partner and I at the time, we decided that actually we wanted different things. There was a need still to provide services to these consultancy clients. But whilst I'm still a consultant, I can't really truly get myself into what I am passionate about, which is the B methodology. So at that point, we decided to remain partners, but separate the two businesses. So as of today, I am now the managing director of Bee Change Limited, and it gives me that freedom and that flexibility to work on what I really, truly want to work on, which is bridging that gap, educating people, providing them those services that they need to upskill themselves into their projects and truly make their projects come alive, make the business really want to embrace them themselves. It was really nice finally to have that value proposition that I hadn't had in the earlier days of Simplify Change. You know, I was so young and naive too, young as an entrepreneur, I mean. I was so young and naive to business and what you needed from that. And it's taken me this long to look at my value proposition and go, right, this is what I'm offering. I offer the book. People can go in their own time and they can read and digest my book with all of the capacity it is, and they can truly learn what it takes to become a business change manager or to apply business change in their projects. Or they can go on the self-paced training platform. Sign up for one of the courses where you can get accredited with the B methodology and you can start to learn exactly how, firstly, why and how you can apply the B model into your change, into your projects. And then obviously we then opened that up further. We've had lots more response saying, yep, we love the online self-paced, Nick, but have you ever thought about giving us some trainer-led courses? Fine, we are listening. If that's a way that we need to, that's another value proposition for us. And then we've still got those corporate clients asking us to come in and work with their teams, give them those experience days. And the experience days are really great for us because when we started to look at what we wanted from our training courses, what outcome do we want you guys to receive from that? It wasn't theory-based. It was real live practical. You're halfway through a project. Let's get in. Let's start that engagement planning. Let's understand where our stakeholders are on their businesses and let's work with you straight away. So when we come up with the design of the experience days, it was fully focused on that, right? How can we come into an organization and say, bring us your projects. Let us show you that B methodology, but bring us your projects and we will work directly into your projects throughout the training. So you can learn real life experiences of how that's going to help you. So far, it's been, it's fair to say, mind-blowing on just how exciting the past month has been in our organization. It's been really, truly exciting to start to embrace what I wanted to do all along, which was change that world of change. Help project managers be recognized for what they need and start to incorporate those vital change activities in anyone's projects. So that's where we are at today. That is why I started Be Change Limited. That is why I've relaunched the podcast, because it's about helping others. It's about offloading my knowledge and my experiences over all of these years across many different organizations and industries and giving you guys that insider's tips into my world. And if just one of my podcasts talking about something that's related to a project can help you, then that's what I'm here for. So if you do like today's podcast and you want those tips and tricks, if you are working in a project team or you're running project teams, sign up for our podcast. Go ahead and link in with us. We're Be Change Limited. Obviously on LinkedIn, or reach out to me directly and let's get chatting. Let's start to embrace this new idea, this new concept that actually change activities should be part of a project manager's role and responsibilities. So that's it for now. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Can't wait for the next podcast and I will speak to you very soon. Thank you. Bye.